Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, September 6th. An engine room fire was reported on Royal Caribbean's Quantum of the Seas in Alaska this past Friday. According to guests and accounts from recordings on board, Deck 6 was evacuated and fire teams were deployed to their stations. After multiple announcements from the captain and the cruise director, the fire was reported to be under control by 10 p.m. The ship continued its itinerary and arrived in Juneau, Alaska the following morning. Aside from crew and guest accounts and onboard recordings from officers on social media, the line has not issued a formal statement regarding the incident. Quantum is wrapping up its summer Alaska season, sailing up to Southeast Alaska. And after sailing 13 years with Costa Cruises, Costa Luminosa has wrapped up its final sailing in preparation for a dry dock before joining Carnival Cruise Line this fall in Australia, only to become Carnival Luminosa. Aside from receiving the vintage Carnival Cruise funnel in dry dock, it'll also undergo that red, white, and blue livery to match the other Carnival ships. Also an installation of the Fahrenheit 555 Steakhouse, a chef's table, Bonsai Sushi Express, and a rebranded Cloud 9 Spa will take place during the refurb. Outside, it'll get an adults-only Serenity area. After debuting in Brisbane, Australia this fall, the ship will sail from Seattle up to Southeast Alaska next May. And parents, if you're traveling Carnival Cruise Line with your kids, you may want to make note of these new rules. It says guests 17 years and under who are not accompanied by an adult in their traveling party 21 years of age or older must be clear of all public areas by 1 a.m. each evening unless involved in a Club O2 or Circle C teen activity. This is coming from Carnival.com. Carnival Cruise Line's brand director John Heald said failure to comply could result in being banned from the cruise line. Tightening up the late night rules is just one of the ways that Carnival is trying to keep its rambunctious late nights under control. And the market was closed on Monday for Labor Day. It reopens later on this morning. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Las Vegas, where it's a steamy, what's the temp, Jimmy?
102 degrees
here in hot Vegas. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Tuesday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.